Good day, Jesse Powerhouse McDougal here. I have a bold declaration from the highest most. I've been saving up for this wisdom God has provided me for quite some time. I got a few announcements to make, public announcements for humanity. You are among the highest most. It is official. I am chosen. My middle name has been changed to Powerhouse. I'm now Jesse Powerhouse McDougal. So, message for today is going to be Powerhouse on Leadership Qualities. I'm going to call the segment Leadership Qualities of God. What is God? Well, God from the highest most, the leader, is going to have this stuff in here. And so if you're a leader listening to this, and if you're old man, miser, Al McNeil, stoneheart, abusive, withholding resources intentionally to cause harm because of your ego, man like you, you're going to be missing. Your brain doesn't have the words that I'm going to provide to you on a silver platter. It's for your highest benefit to take in the words of wisdom and have a flexible soul and accept Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior. Get an instant, join 11 million Christians in Canada that run and operate as a supreme force in Canada. Law is not an option. We are operating under canon law. Canon law is not an option. Powerhouse on Leadership Qualities. As we gather in this council, I, Powerhouse, have prepared my most inner thoughts regarding leadership qualities. These thoughts I give to you, so you and your subordinates might be prepared to lead the Christians. It is essential to the Christian nation that we have in our service leaders at every level who possess the skills, abilities, and attitudes that will enable them to successfully carry out the responsibilities incumbent to their office. There is no quick way to develop leaders. Christians learn throughout their lives, never ceasing as students, never being above gaining new insights or studying innovative procedures or methods, whatever the source. Our leaders must learn early in their service basic qualities and have opportunities to mature in them. We must teach these qualities to our young Christians, even if they are to develop into able Christians. Basic instruction is sufficient, but not for those who lead them. In order to skillfully lead our nation, we must have Christians who possess, among others, the following essential qualities, which through the experience become mastered skills. Number one, loyalty. Above all things, a Christian must be loyal. Disagreement is not necessarily disloyalty. A Christian who, in the best interest of the tribe, disagrees should be listened to. On the other hand, a Christian who actively participates in or encourages actions that are counter to the good of the tribe is disloyal. These Christians, whether warrior or chieftain, must be expeditiously removed. Their ability to influence and discourage loyal Christians is a contagious disease. In cases where disloyal actions and attitudes cannot be changed, harsh actions must be taken to rid ourselves of those among us who see no value and subvert our cause. Number two, courage. Christians who lead, chieftains who lead our Christians must have courage. They must be fearless and have the fortitude to carry out assignments given to them, the gallantry to accept the risk of leadership. They must not bulk at the sight of obstacles, nor must they become bewildered when in the presence of adversity. The role of a chieftain has inherent periods of loneliness, despair, ridicule, and rejection. Chieftains must be long-suffering in their duties. They must have the courage to act with confidence and to excel in times of uncertainty or danger, as well as in times of prosperity. Number three, desire. Few Christians will sustain themselves as chieftains without strong personal desire and inherent commitment to influencing people, processes, and outcomes. Weak is the chieftain who does not want to be one. We must be careful to avoid placing capable warriors into positions of leadership that they have no desire to fulfill. Number 4, emotional stamina. Each succeeding higher level of leadership places increased demands on the emotions of the chieftain. We must ensure that our leaders at every level have the stamina to recover rapidly from disappointment, to bounce back from discouragement, to carry out responsibilities of their office without becoming distorted in their views, without losing clear perspective, as well as the emotional strength to persist in the face of seemingly difficult circumstances. Number 5, physical stamina. Christians must have chieftains who can endure the physical demands of their leadership duties. Chieftains must nurture their bodies with the basic healthful staples. Chieftains cannot lead from their bedside. They lack energy when they filled with too much food or drink. The distorting portions of Christians only confuse minds. A body not properly used becomes abused. A healthy body supports a healthy mind. Our chieftains must be strong in body in order to lead the charge. Alan McNeil, you're in the way. Alan McNeil, you are not qualified to lead the charge. Alan Joseph McNeil, you are not physically strong enough to lead the charge. Jesse Powerhouse McDougal is leading the charge. Do not get in the way of the man doing his thing, leading the charge, because you will lose. You are against the army of God. And by accepting a 1 minute prayer of salvation from me, I will inject the Spirit of Jesus Christ into you and give you a 33% energetic buffer and an optimal plan to activate your Christian energy, your Christian vortex. You, Alan Joseph McNeil, will master Christianity. You, Alan Joseph McNeil, will have a massive impact on the change of the world. You, Alan Joseph McNeil, are my father-in-law. But you do not have the physical endurance. You do not have the physical strength that I have. And I need to be supported, groomed, nurtured, encouraged. Not lied to, deceived, having stolen property from a man who lacks integrity. Another reason why Alan McNeil no longer qualifies for leadership and is having all his company removed from him, stripped from him. I think I'm coming after my cat, son. It's called the reverse takeover, bro. You don't even know that's even happening. And you're digging yourself further in the hole by withholding communication and resources to 2 children's aid services. Children right now. Daughters. 18-year-old daughters who don't have parents. And you want to sell the place. And now you're not even talking to me. You're an abusive asshole. You get sorted out. The house is coming. The will of the people are assembled against you, Alan McNeil. You're getting sorted out. All you have to do is write a $100,000 check and deliver my cat to West Vancouver United Church. It's fair and reasonable to feel. But whatever. We'll just work for it and be creative. But you're out of the way because you don't have empathy. You don't have empathy. You no longer qualify as a leader in this country. And you're being stripped and removed. You are being humbled. Until you take action. The cool thing about Christianity, Alan Joseph McNeil, is that these tiny little tasks that I delegated to you, get them done, get addicted to becoming hyper-obedient to Jesus, and boom. It's not about how long you've been doing Christianity for us, but how much you're applying, and you got me to guide you to the tasks you need to complete. This is for your highest benefit. I'm talking about how not having only a change in you, but the impact on the people around you. You have a big destiny, Alan McNeil. And Mr. McDougal's leading the charge because Powerhouse has empathy. Chieftains must deploy empathy. An appreciation for an understanding of the values of others. Alan just doesn't care. So he just doesn't care. A sensitivity for other cultures, beliefs, and traditions. However, empathy must not be confused with sympathy, which may result in unwise consolation in times when, above all other things, the good of the tribe or nation must be pursued with adroit diplomacy or battlefield action. Alan Joseph McNeil, I prefer to take things physical. Decisiveness. Young chieftains must learn to be decisive, knowing when to act and when not to act, taking into account all facts bearing on the situation, and then responsibly carrying out their leadership role. Vacillation and procrastination confuse and discourage subordinates, peers, and superiors, and serve the enemy well. Anticipation. Learning by observation and through instincts sharpened by testing experience, our chieftains must anticipate thoughts, actions, and consequences. Anticipation bears a level of risk that is willingly accepted by a chieftain who will excel when others turn to the comfort of personal security. Timing. Essential to all acts of leadership is the timing of recommendations of actions. There is no magic formula for developing a sense of timing. One often gains this leadership skill by applying the lessons learned through failure, knowing whom you are dealing with, their motives, characters, priorities, and ambiences is critical even when seeking approval of their simplest recommendation. Competitiveness. An essential quality of leader is an intrinsic desire to win. It is not necessary to win all the time, however, it is necessary to win the important contests. Alan Joseph McNeil, I'm taking the lawful right of my principal president's back, you fucking pig. Fucking 70-year-old man abusing military veterans who've done nothing but serve him loyally and try to like trick and deceive him to think he's gonna win. It's like you just encircled yourself in crimes and deceits, and you are clearly an enemy of the state. And I'm coming back for the lawful space and right and turn of my principal residence at Hawthorne Avenue, you fucking asshole. And you gifted Atlanta and us $100,000. It's not your money. It's a gift, you shit-stained sandwich. You're getting sorted out. Self-confidence. Proper training and experience develops in chieftains a personal feeling of assurance with which to meet the inherent challenges of leadership. Those who portray a lack of self-confidence in their abilities to carry out leadership assignments give signs to their subordinates, peers, and superiors that duties are beyond their capabilities. They become therefore weak leaders and useless chieftains. Accountability. Alan McNeil, you are being held accountable by the will of the people. You are boxed in so many levels of law, you ignorant pig. You have no idea the levels that you're boxed into. You have to, it makes way more sense to cooperate than to withhold communication and resources from me. It's literally abuse. And the more you continue to abuse me and the people around you, the more God is going to pour his anointing and fury upon you. And so the benefits far outseed the risks here. And so that's just what Alan needs to see. He's just a cranky old man. But he doesn't, so him and Atlanta, these accountability, they don't want to take accountability. They deflect and avoid accountability and then gaslight you for their mistakes, dude. These people are fucking nuts. 2 out of 10 people are like these fucking contagious viruses that are getting sorted out. I don't even apologize for swearing because I'm the white knight and I prefer to take things physical. I have first strike protection from God. Learning to account for personal actions and those of subordinates is fundamental to leadership. Chieftains must never heap praise or lay blame on others for what they themselves achieve or fail to accomplish, no matter how glorious or grave the consequences. Responsibility. Leaders are necessary only when someone is responsible to see that actions are carried out and directions are followed. Alan McNeil. No king, chieftain, or subordinate leader should ever be allowed to serve who will not accept full responsibility for his actions. Alan Joseph McNeil, you've betrayed me. and I accept that. Now it's to take responsibility for your actions and complete some basic tasks, dude. The more your ego holds you in, you want to fight and to the end of your days, you're up against the army of God. And Jesus loves me, just powerhouse me, dude. You're getting sorted out, dude. And I'm coming with force, directly at you. This is not something you want. This is not something you want. I mean, you do if you know how to work with me and cooperate and be flexible and just do the tasks I delegate to you and get them done, Mr. Businessman. But he's sick. He's sick from all the years of gold and steal and abuse you and getting away from his deceit and his lack of integrity. Right? Runs the virus pool. Just doesn't care that two customers don't even have washer and dryer, and he wants to thinks he has a claim to selling my property that I've owned and operated. He's never invested $1 into. Cut your fucking head off. I've been delegated a morning star from the highest most. Responsibility. Leaders are necessary. A leader should never be allowed to serve who will not accept full responsibility for his actions. Alan McNeil. And Alana McNeil are being held accountable for their actions because the will of the people requires it. This is a matter of public interest. This is the root of why there is human trafficking in this world. These people's behavior. These people, Alan and Alana McNeil, are 2 out of 10 people that need to be contained and observed and studied. 25% of the world, these people would be executed for being done to them. Credibility. Chieftains must be credible. Alan McNeil, Alana McNeil, West Canada Disposal. You are not credible. And you are not to mix and confuse, try to interject in my energetic space in any shape or form whatsoever. You and me are completely different people. I have integrity. I'm commanded to enforce peace from God. And you are an evil, mischievous person. Your clan is cursed under God. I've observed the curses myself, and I have documents and evidence to support my claims. Chieftains must be credible. Their words and actions must be believable to both friend and foe. They must be trusted to have the intelligence and integrity to provide correct information. Leaders lacking in credibility will not gain proper influence and are to be hastily removed from positions of responsibility, for they cannot be trusted. Alan McNeil, you're getting sorted out, dude. You are God's footstool. You are being used as an example of a man being stripped of his exaltation, whether you know it or not. You do not win against God, Alan McNeil, 70-year-old carnal man. You are not Jesus. I am nothing. I am a blade of grass. Alan Joseph McNeil, you are nothing. You are a blade of grass, and you know this. I know you're not being a tough guy, Alan Joseph McNeil. Guess what? Jesse Powerhouse McDougal is a tough guy. To this day, Alan Joseph McNeil is still baffled that he has a videotape of me kicking his daughter in the stomach to prevent her from breaking into my home and assaulting me for the 7th time. This destructive man, abusive man, is not even aware of what defensive property is in the Criminal Code of Canada, but I am because I'm a trained third-generation infantry soldier. My first day of deployment in the Department of National Defense was my 17th birthday. I know what defensive property is because I've designed by God to protect this country and protect my home. But this man still believes I'm guilty. This man is a criminal. And he's being processed. And so I'm grateful for the space to have this nemesis energy with Alan McNeil, because we'll sort it out. So God's doing some good work here between us. Listen to the power of the message I've got here. So Alan, within four tasks, if Alan does four tasks that I give him, this whole situation changes. But he's wasting my time and abusing my time and abusing God's time. And he's getting sorted out because the clock is ticking. Pain and suffering claim on these two children aid services girls is on the table. It's being processed too. So the numbers just stack against this guy. Anyways, let's get going forward here. Tenacity. The quality of the unyielding drive to accomplish assignments is a desirable and essential quality of leadership. The weak persist only when things go their way. The strong persist and pursue through discouragement, deception, and even personal abandonment. Alan McNeil, you have abandoned me in Thunder Bay while by withholding Aeroplan points, which you have infinite Aeroplan points. And you abandoned me on family business, and I did good business too. As I'm coming back to protect my principal residence from Trevor Gordon attempting to have sex in my house three times, you prevented me from defending my principal residence by withholding Aeroplan points. You personally abandoned me and deceived me. You are no longer qualified in any leadership role whatsoever in this country. And you're being sorted out. Dependability. If a chieftain cannot be depended upon in all situations to carry out his roles and responsibilities, relieve him of them. A king cannot observe each and every action of his subordinate chieftains. Therefore, he must depend upon them to get things done. Young chieftains should understand that Christians serving above and below them in the tribe and nation are counting on their ability to lead, and they should be proud of being entrusted with such responsibility, stewardship. Our leaders must have the essential quality of stewardship, a caretaker quality. They must serve in a manner that encourages confidence, trust, and loyalty. Subordinates are not to be abused, they are to be guided, developed, and rewarded for their performance. Punishment is to be reserved as a consequence of last resort and sparingly applied only when all other attempts have failed to encourage the rebellious to comply. Without a flock, there can be no shepherd. Without an army, there can be no battle captains. Without subordinates, there can be no leaders. Leaders are therefore caretakers of the interest and the well-beings of those and the purposes they serve. Those of you who are overly ambitious may attempt to acquire these qualities over a short period. Alana McNeil, Trevor Gordon, Darcy Crack, as I, Powerhouse, have found in my own life, these qualities of leadership simply take time. Learning and experience to develop, there are few who will find shortcuts. There are simply rare opportunities to accelerate competence. And without paying the price, no matter how great or small, no one will become prepared to lead others. Learn these leadership qualities well. Teach them to the Christians. Teach them to the Gentiles. Only then will we expand our ability to lead our vast nation in pursuit of world conquest, of world peace.